You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the news that Iran has shut down the internet. Protests in the streets, protests against rising gas prices, all kinds of citizen demands. So the Iranian government said, okay, the internet is helping people organize, social media is helping people organize, let's turn it off. First thing that's interesting about that is that it's actually a hard challenge in Iran. In some countries that have very low infrastructure, for example, internet connections that all run through one undersea cable, it's a fairly easy problem to cut off the internet. But in a place like Iran, you have to communicate with all the different ISPs. There are lots of different ways that the internet gets into the country. It's pretty hard to turn it off. So now the big question is, what happens next? It's possible that this tactic works, that authoritarian control, turning the internet on and off, is something that slows down, tamps down the protests. It's also possible that the reverse happens, that people get frustrated. The internet is really important, not just for organizing on social media, not just for finding information that can help your protest, but for figuring out how you're going to sell your vegetables. And people in Iran, without the internet, commerce won't be as efficient. We were able to do lots of things without the internet 20 years ago, but now that we have the internet, there are lots of things that depend on it. Turning it off is going to cause all kinds of disruptions. It is entirely possible that this act will lead to more unrest, not less. That's an important thing to watch, because the internet was designed to be a tool for democracy and a tool to help people organize. And over time, one of the frustrating things we've seen is that it has also become a tool for authoritarians. A tool that they can harness to their own benefits and a tool that they can control. So watching how this plays out will help us understand in the future whether the internet is fundamentally a force for democracy, a force that helps authoritarian regimes. So that's the most interesting thing in tech. You cannot watch this video in Iran, but I hope you'll be able to soon. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.